Funding for this podcast comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Welcome back to Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. Governor Charlie Baker's made it official. He's seeking re-election. He spoke about his bid following a tour of Table Talk Pies in Worcester.
Our focus on creating a great commonwealth from one end to the other, we've made tremendous progress on that. A lot of job growth and a lot of success. We've built strong communities across Massachusetts, but there's a ton more left to do.
Okay, let's be honest. Baker's re-election announcement is basically a surprise to nobody. He's a very popular governor, even though he faces challenges from three Democrats so far. Former Finance Secretary Jay Gonzalez, environmental activist Bob Massey, and Newton Mayor Seti Warren. And yes, there's still 11 months to go before the 2018 election. But let's take a look at the race anyway, as it's shaping up now and challenges ahead for Charlie Baker's attempt at re-election. We're joined now by WBUR Steve Brown. He's our man at the State House. Hi there, Steve.
Hi there, Meghna.
Hey, so I should note that your office is what? Just right above the governor's office in the State House?
Right up the stairs. I'm about a 10-second walk from the governor's office.
So you have been watching his term incredibly closely so far.
I have, yes.
Yeah. And so what did he say today about why he wants to run?
Well, you know, it's a good gig. He didn't say that, but it is a good gig. He genuinely appears to like the job. He's having fun down there. He seems to revel in the wonky details of the job. And by seeking re-election, he's also seeking validation on what he's done so far. Think of Sally Field. They like me. They really like me. That's motivating stuff for pretty much every politician, some more than others. And I'm sure this plays into to Baker's thinking. In announcing his reasons for running today, he cited his accomplishments regarding the economy, public transportation, housing. But as we heard in that tape just a minute ago, he followed that up by saying there's a ton left more to do.
Right.
In areas of job creation, he wants more housing, he wants to close the education achievement gap, he wants to make the T more reliable, and wants to make greater strides in the battle against opioid addiction. So as far as he can tell, his job's not done yet.
Yeah. And as we noted, he's an incredibly popular governor. I think one of the most, if not the most popular governor in the entire country right now. A WBUR poll a couple of weeks ago showed the governor with a very wide lead over his three Democratic challengers. And, you know, I can imagine people saying a poll 11 months prior to an election, what does it mean? It may not mean anything. But I think it tells us about the certain kinds of challenges that the Democrats have facing someone like Charlie Baker. I mean, what are their challenges?
These numbers are huge. The challenges for Jay Gonzalez, Seti Warren, and Bob Massey, first of all, is just to get people to know who they are. The polls are showing that a lot of people have never heard of these three guys. That's a big challenge when you're trying to go up against Charlie Baker in 11 months. That WBUR poll showed, again, this was just from a couple of weeks ago, Baker beats Seti Warren 58% to 24%. Baker beats Jay Gonzalez 59% to 19%. Baker beats Bob Massey 60% to 21%. Now, as they get a little more well-known, I think some of those numbers might go up, but not by much.
Yeah. You know, that poll also showed us that not only is the governor viewed favorably by 70% of Massachusetts Republicans, but 67% of unenrolled voters and 66% of Democrats. So he's pretty popular across the board.
Yeah, you know, the largest voting bloc are unenrolled, folks that are neither in the Democratic nor Republican Party, although they probably lean one way or the other. They just don't want to be associated with an organized party. But, you know, he's very popular among the unenrolled, and that will be his ace in the hole come next November.
Mm. Now, what about money? He's got a huge war chest in comparison to his Democratic challengers.
A ton of money. Charlie Baker and his lieutenant governor, Karen Polito, combined at this point have just about $10 million combined in the bank. That is mind-blowing. They've indicated also they'd like to raise $30 million for this race. Now, those Democrats we were talking about, to help them boost their name recognition, I'll mention their names again, Seti Warren, Jay Gonzalez, and Bob Massey, all combined right now, they have $100,000 in the bank. And they have to use that money to beat up each other in the primary coming up. The winner will get more dough, I'm sure, but it's probably not going to be close to that $30 million range.
Okay, so they have 100,000 right now in comparison to the almost 10 million that Baker and Polito have?
Combined,
wow.
Yes.
Okay, so that's two orders of magnitude. All right. Now, okay, let's get some historical context here, though. I mean, we're talking about Baker's popularity and his war chest, but I mean, how unusual is this kind of imbalance at this point in a gubernatorial race, Steve?
It's very unusual. I look back to what the numbers were in November of 2009. Now, that was 11 months out before the 2010 gubernatorial election. Deval Patrick was running for re-election against a guy named Charlie Baker, by the way. at that point, at the same time, Deval Patrick had $693,000 in the bank. Charlie Baker had, I believe, a little over $1 million at that time. Deval Patrick walked away from 2010 with a narrow win. Now, had Baker been able to raise more money back then, he might have been able to knock Deval Patrick off, thanks in part to that Tea Party wave that was going on back in 2010, if you remember that. Now, I'm sure Charlie Baker has that in mind because, you know, there could be a wave going the other way, that national wave against Republicans. So Charlie Baker's determined to have buckets full of cash to fend off any anti-Republican tide that might splash over the borders into Massachusetts.
I see. So that other way you're talking about is in 2018, Senator Elizabeth Warren is going to face re-election as well, and that could galvanize Democrats in the state.
That's right. You know, ultimately, you know, a lot of the political observers are saying Charlie Baker is going to win the race and that Elizabeth Warren is going to win the race. And so that's going to mean there's going to be a block of voters that vote for Elizabeth Warren and Charlie Baker.
Well, that's WBUR State House reporter Steve Brown bringing us up to speed on Governor Charlie Baker's announcement today that he is indeed going to seek re-election. Steve, thanks so very much.
Thanks, Magna. Come up, see the office sometime.
Will do.